escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Hey, and welcome to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening until 10 o'clock. And I got to tell you, I got a great text from Mary Lynn. Said, Wednesday night is my favorite. Thank you, Mary Lynn. Appreciate that. We've got lots of stuff to go through tonight, but before I dive into anything, I just want to remind you that if you haven't gotten your tickets yet for Kegs and Eggs, just Google Campbell X Kegs and Eggs. You can go tomorrow. I'll be there. It's from 10 to 2. It's going to be a blast. We get to cheer on the Cardinals, who are looking very good this year. So, and if you want to go, look for me. I'm easy to spot. I'll be the bald guy who's always talking. So it's easy to spot me in a crowd. It's not a problem at all. But that's Kegs and Eggs. Just go Google Camo X Kegs and Eggs, and you'll get exactly right to the page, and you can get your tickets. Still some available, I believe, but you better go now to check that out for tomorrow. Also, at any point in time, I always like to give this out. I get a lot of emails from listeners at my law firm, Harris Dowell, Fisher & Young. So feel free to email me at any time. I always love feedback. I always respond every time. BYoung@harrisdowell.com. That's BYoung at H-A-R-R-I-S as in Sam, D as in David, O-W-E-L-L.com. I think the funniest story that I saw today, and I just got to lead with this because of the irony of it. But you heard that there was this animal attack. There was an animal attack in Washington, D.C., and I'm not making light of it. There was a congressman from California who claims that he was the victim of an unprovoked attack, and he emphasized unprovoked. I guess he wanted to make sure that he wasn't like taking a selfie with the fox or something when it bit him. But it was an unprovoked attack. And I think he went through and got some shots just to make sure he didn't have that the fox wasn't rabid or anything, but it was a fox that bit him. And the reason why, again, not making light of it, I hope he's okay. The stories that I read today said he was fine. He's got no ill effects from it, and I'm glad for that. But don't you find it ironic? And there's two things about this that's ironic. First of all, it was a fox, and that it bites a Democrat congressman. How many Democrat congressmen have been bitten by Fox News over the past years? A lot of them. And so I found it ironic that of the 535 congressmen and women in Washington, D.C., isn't it ironic? I guess 538, sorry, because of the extra congressmen and women. The 538 in Washington, D.C., the fox bit a Democrat. I just find that ironic. I'm not glad that he got bit. I'm glad that he's fine. Just found it ironic. Also in the news today, and you just heard it at the top of the hour on CBS News, that Russia has been hit with a new round of U.S. sanctions, and President Biden again states that Putin has committed war crimes. But today I was wondering, as I saw this being reported, it occurred to me, what does that mean? What does it mean that someone has committed a war crime? I mean, we kind of know that it's obviously bad, but what does it mean legally that someone has committed a war crime? How can a war crime be prosecuted? I mean, it's like they're going to send Kim Gardner over there to prosecute Putin for war crimes. So how do you prosecute a war crime? And what are the results of that? So later this hour, I'm going to go through that topic with you, because I'm sure you've had that exact same question as I have, because we hear that term thrown around a lot, particularly by the president in the last few days. But what does that mean practically? So we're going to talk about that. Also, the Academy is going to decide this week how Will Smith will be disciplined for slapping Chris Rock, or even if he's going to be disciplined. I think PR demands that he's disciplined, but we're going to find that out this week. And obviously, Will Smith, he could be banned from future events. He could be permanently kicked out of the Academy. They could even take away his Best Actor award. Those are all options, but we'll find out this week. But later in the show, I'm going to open up the phone lines to ask you, because we were all witnesses to a crime, and I find that interesting. If you were watching the Academy Awards, you saw a crime being committed. So you were a potential witness. So what do you think, witness? What do you think should happen to Will Smith for what he did? And so later in the show, again, we'll open up the phone lines. And as I always like to say on At Your Service, from my perspective, At Your Service can mean a lot of different things. But the way I see it, we're here for you. Unlike a podcast, unlike a TV show, you can call us, you can text me, you can actually have feedback with the show and help determine how the show unfolds. And when we're not doing an interview and we only have one of those this evening, I always like to hear from listeners. Coming up after the break, though, did you know that everything that Vladimir Putin is doing in Ukraine right now was not only predicted or foretold, if you will, but it was actually outlined in a book from 1997. I'm not making this up. This is not a crackpot conspiracy theory. It's verifiable. And after the break, we're going to talk to Washington Post columnist David Vondrely on At Your Service, KMOX. Welcome back to KMOX. So many, I think, are questioning, why on earth would Vladimir Putin invade Ukraine? And why didn't somebody see this coming? And yet we now know that Putin is literally following a plan laid out by a fascist advocate of a Russian empire. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's fact. And this guy's name is Alexander Dugin. So joining us to discuss this is nationally known author and journalist David Vondrely. He's a columnist with The Washington Post, a native Missourian as well. David, hey, thanks so much for joining us this evening on KMOX.
Great to be with you.
Let's start with this. Alexander Dugin, I mean, what do we know about him and his worldview? And when did he write his treatise on how to achieve a Russian empire?
His most famous book on geopolitics is published in the late 1990s, not long after the collapse of the Soviet Union. Dugin grew up, he's still alive, he's 60 years old. He grew up in the last days of the Soviet Union. And a lot like people in the wake of World War One in Europe, he was kind of consumed with this question of how his nation had gone off the rails, how the empire of the Soviet Union had collapsed, and he came up with this elaborate grand theory. It seems delusional to me, and I think to most people, but it strikes.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
The bell. With the disillusioned, former Soviets, of whom Vladimir Putin is very much one, they see Russia as a historically great imperial nation, and yet they look at it in the early part of this century. Its economy bust, its influence lost, all its satellite nations joining NATO. And so Dugin preached a kind of really the same message that those people had preached almost 100 years earlier, which was a message of fascism, mm-hmm. A message of extreme anti-liberal, and I mean small L liberal,
right.
you know, against human freedom, against human rights, against the Enlightenment, and a return to the days of, you know, the Russian Orthodox Church reigning over most of Europe and Asia.
Well, what I think is fascinating, because you covered this in the Washington Post recently, and Dugin is sometimes referred to as Putin's brain. Is that right?
That's right. Yes, he's Putin is not an intellectual. He's an operator. He's a thief. He's a thug. He does some strategic thinking, but he doesn't have a grand view of the world. And Dugin, along with some other interesting thinkers, have kind of filled in the quote-unquote intellectual, you know, grand plan of Putinism.
Well, I was reading some excerpts from Dugin's book, The Foundations of Geopolitics, and as I was reading some of the excerpts, David, Dugin literally maps out a game plan for Russia to try to recapture empire status. Can you kind of give us an overview of this game plan from your perspective?
Well, the first thing he did was he said that you know, Russia has to confront the West and try to break the West apart. But he understood that couldn't be done militarily or even necessarily economically. It had to be done through propaganda and counterintelligence methods, by identifying the fractures and the breaking points in Western societies and trying to force those open and drive those apart. And if you look at the way Russia over the past 20 years has used the internet to drive social division and bitterness, mm-hmm. Cultural war in the United States to push us apart. That's very much a part of the plan. Same thing in England, where he was very much involved in the Brexit campaign to drive England away from Europe. Another of his strategies was to try to get Western Europe, make it dependent on Russian natural resources. And look at what's happened in Germany and Italy and France, which have become highly dependent on Russian natural gas and other resources. So he's pulling the European nations toward Russia in that way. He's breaking off what he calls the Atlantic, seafaring nations of Great Britain and the United States, away from Europe, and trying to diminish the power of NATO. I think he looks at how much success they've had in that soft power campaign of the past 20 years. And I think that's part of the reason that he felt he could move on to the more hard power projects, of which conquering and dominating Ukraine was really kind of job one.
Boy, we're talking to author and Washington Post columnist David Vondrely, and when I read your piece in the Washington Post, David, I was captivated by this, because it explains a lot of what we're seeing today. In your article, it contained a quote from Alexander Dugin, and I'm quoting here from Alexander Dugin: "Ukraine as an independent state with certain territorial ambitions represents an enormous danger for all of Eurasia." Now, I thought it was interesting that Dugin uses that term, Eurasia. What does he mean by that?
Eurasia is his term for this vast Russian-dominated empire that he sees as the natural order for the, vast continent of Eurasia. Germany would sort of be the dominant state in Western Europe, but would be dependent on Russia. He eventually envisions not only wiping out Ukraine, which is, as anybody who looks at a map, very strategically located on the northern coast of the Black Sea. But he also talks about, in the long run, China has to be broken up and destroyed. Russia can't tolerate an independent China. He sees the natural ally for Russia in the East as being Japan. I mean, in a way, what Dugin wants to do is erase the outcome of World War II and have what he thinks are naturally, you know, the fascist empires of German-dominated West, Japanese-dominated East, all sort of paying homage to the great empire of Russia.
We're talking to author and Washington Post columnist David Vondrely, and Dugin has one more quote, which I think is amazing because it gives us insight as to what's happening today. Dugin states this, and I'm quoting, "Without resolving the Ukrainian problem, it is in general senseless to speak about continental politics," unquote. And so, in other words, what I'm seeing here is that Dugin essentially provides Putin with the philosophical support for destroying Ukraine as an independent state.
That's exactly right. And to Dugin, it's intolerable. And if you remember, right before he went in, Putin gave a sort of rambling, strange speech. It's much less bizarre when you view it through this Dugin lens. But Putin essentially denied that there's any such thing as Ukraine or Ukrainians, that this is just part of Russia, and Ukrainians are naturally Russian, and any Ukrainians who aren't, you know, Russian are, as he calls them, the Nazis who need to be driven out. And so that word from Dugin, intolerable, that's exactly where they're coming from. They don't feel like they can accomplish this restoration, if you will, of an imagined Russian glorious past until they have subjugated Ukraine.
Amazing. And so many times, David, we hear today comparisons to Hitler, and I believe that most, if not all of that, is just either misplaced or it's just hyperbole. But if Putin here is carrying out a foreign policy that's based literally on a book, isn't that similar path that Hitler followed when he laid out his plan in advance in Mein Kampf?
I'm with you, Brad. You know, I really, shy away from that comparison, which is often thrown around.
It is.
This is as close an example as you're going to find. Not only is it one megalomania compared to another one, claiming, the claims being made about Ukraine are exactly the things that Hitler said about the Sudetenland at the beginning of his war. So these parallels are real, and the core, fascism. I know that's another word that's thrown around a lot, but there is an intellectual content to the idea of fascism.
Yes.
And it has to do with the glorification of the state and the denial of individual rights and individual human dignity.
And it doesn't look like Putin is going to reach his goal of destroying Ukraine as an independent state. But let's assume, just for discussion purposes, David, if he were to do that, what would come next that you see in terms of Alexander Dugin's plan?
He'd keep moving west. He has the same view about the Baltic states. He has the same view about Finland. Certainly, every nation, the Czech Republic, everything east of Vienna, basically, is up for grabs. Poland again, very much at risk. Hungary, that's table stakes for Dugin is to undo, and for Putin. You know, you may remember that Putin once said that the collapse and the dismantling of the Soviet Union was the greatest catastrophe of the 20th century, all right? So obviously they want to fix that. So these are very dangerous people that we're dealing with. And, you know, the idea that Americans have flirted with, and Europeans even more, that Putin is somebody we can do business with, and, you know, a reasonable man who, you know, just likes to steal his people's money. No, he's got a more dangerous philosophy going on.
Last question. Of course, we're talking to author and Washington Post columnist David Vondrelli. Last question. You've mentioned it here this evening, David, and you even mentioned it in your Washington Post article when you point out how Alexander Dugin's view of history is just frankly delusional. And yet you end your article with this quote, and I wanted to quote you because it's very insightful. Quote, "Delusions become important when embraced by tyrants." That nugget of wisdom, David, that could be applied basically to any nation, can't it?
It can. And this is the genius of the Enlightenment and of the idea that each individual person has worth and dignity and inalienable rights. This is denied by tyrants. This is denied. But, the great story of human freedom is the story of the little boy who says the emperor has no clothes. And that's what we have going for us in the West that we have to cherish and protect, is the fact that we can call BS on our leaders.
Oh, I'm a champion of freedom of speech here, David. And we've had the pleasure and the luxury of talking to author and Washington Post columnist David Vondrelli. We can follow your articles. How often do you have articles or columns in the Washington Post?
Twice a week. And they just added a new button to my article pages that where readers, if they want, can sign up for an alert and be given the new columns hot off the press. So give it a try.
I will do that tomorrow, David, I promise you. Hey, thanks so much for joining us this evening on KMOX.
Thanks, Brett.
Great talking to David Vondrelli. What are your thoughts on why Putin invaded Ukraine? And frankly, where do you see this conflict heading in the coming weeks and months? Phone lines are open, 314-436-7900. At your service. We'll be right back. It was a pleasure to talk to David Vondrelli, and I'm glad he took time out of his busy schedule to talk to us this evening. Because to me, it almost seems like, and don't take this too far, but it almost seems like a multiverse Marvel movie. To think that if you look at this Alexander Dugin, he creates this entire delusional history of Russia and of the Soviet Union. And then he uses that delusional history to lay out a roadmap to regain an empire status for Russia. There was a series of books. Actually, it was a book by, and I'll think of it in just a moment. It was called The Man in the High Castle. And it was a book that dealt with, and it was also a series on Amazon Prime. They turned it into a series. But it dealt with issues about what would have happened had World War II turned out differently. And this book is almost an idea that, a delusional idea that World War II did turn out differently, or why it turned out the way it did. It's truly, truly fascinating from an intellectual perspective to understand why Putin is doing what he's doing. But here's the thought that occurred to me today. We've heard President Biden say that there have been war crimes committed. And he even specifically accused Putin of being a war criminal. So I started thinking today, what does that mean? Because in from your perspective, if we're sitting down over a cup of coffee and talking about somebody committing a crime, then you're thinking about there being a grand jury, or you're indicting someone, or are the police going to go and arrest them? Are they going to be prosecuted? Is it going to be like an episode of Law and Order where you've got the sounder and then it's going to all get wrapped up in 60 minutes or less? I mean, those are the things that come to mind. But what does it mean to prosecute a war crime? So as I looked into it, I think the first thing that I found today is trying to define what is a war crime. And it may not seem like it, but even war has rules, because sometimes we forget that the military has two functions. Their job is to break things and kill people. That's what they do. All of this other stuff that we try to shoehorn into the military to create or to achieve political goals, to try to save the earth from global warming or any of this other nonsense, that's not what the military does. They break things and they kill people. But even in those two functions, there are rules. And in fact, there's an international committee of the Red Cross that looks for information regarding war crimes. There's the Geneva Convention that outlines what war crimes are. And I found a string of other international laws and agreements that outline what type of activity constitutes a war crime. For example, civilians cannot deliberately be attacked. There can be collateral damage in a war. A missile can go in the wrong direction. I believe it was during the Bosnian, or was it Yugoslavian, military actions in the 1990s during the Clinton administration. We dropped a bomb and it accidentally hit the Chinese embassy. And no one accused the United States of deliberately bombing the Chinese government. The Chinese embassy was an accident. Sometimes missiles don't hit where they're supposed to go. That's not what this is talking about. This is talking about the deliberate targeting of civilians. And think about all of the news reports that you've heard, that you've read about, that you've seen on television, that shows whether it's in Mariupol or whether it's in the outskirts of Kyiv or whether it's in Bucha, what we're seeing right now, civilians were deliberately targeted. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't a missile that went astray. There can be demonstrations of specific targeting of civilians. So at least under international law and under the Geneva Convention, that would amount to a war crime. Also, weapons are banned under the Geneva Convention and other treaties. So, for example, you can't use anti-personnel landmines or chemical or biological weapons. Those are all banned. And yet we've seen evidence, and we've seen that President Zelensky has shown evidence of anti-personnel landmines not only being used against the Ukrainian military, but used against Ukrainian civilians. And there's evidence of that. And all of this is being investigated. The evidence is being collected and weighed, and something will happen as this moves forward. Now, this isn't genocide. We've heard the term genocide, and that's why I love practicing law, because words have meaning. Words have meaning. And genocide is not the same as a war crime. A genocide is the deliberate killing of people from a particular national, ethnic, racial, or religious group. So, for example, one of the greatest examples, I think, is Rwanda from the 1990s. That people group, there were 800,000 people that were killed, slaughtered of 800,000 people. And people were prosecuted for genocide because it was an attempt to wipe out a particular national, ethnic, racial, or religious group. So what we're seeing here is against the Ukrainians, but not necessarily based upon ethnicity. So it doesn't amount to genocide, but it clearly amounts to a war crime. And when we come back from this break, I'm going to go through what some of the additional allegations have been made against Ukraine, but also how are these things prosecuted? I'll lay that out for you as well. Brad Young at your service. Don't go away. (314) 436-7900. Phone lines are open. Text line is open. Love to hear from you about Russia. And we're not going to talk about Russia next hour, but I wanted to go through this because it's not anything that I've seen covered in the media. What do you do about war crimes? I mean, it's easy to say Putin's a war criminal, but what does that mean practically, and how is he actually going to be held responsible for what he's doing? And that's the part that I think we all need to know about, because there's a he's got a card that he can play as this thing unfolds. And this is what I'm talking about. There is a court that prosecutes war crimes is called the International Criminal Court. And right now they've said publicly that they are investigating Putin. They're investigating his generals, those that are left. I think he's lost seven generals in Ukraine operations. And they're also investigating crimes.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I will do that tomorrow, David, I promise you. Hey, thanks so much for joining us this evening on KMOX.
Thanks, Brett.
Great talking to David Vondrely. What are your thoughts on why Putin invaded Ukraine? And frankly, where do you see this conflict heading in the coming weeks and months? Phone lines are open, 314-436-7900. At your service. We'll be right back. It was a pleasure to talk to David Vondrely, and I'm glad he took time out of his busy schedule to talk to us this evening. Because to me, it almost seems like, and don't take this too far, but it almost seems like a multiverse Marvel movie to think that if you look at this Alexander Dugin, he creates this entire delusional history of Russia and of the Soviet Union. And then he uses that delusional history to lay out a roadmap to regain an empire status for Russia. There was a series of books. Actually, it was a book by Oh, and I'll think of it in just a moment. It was called The Man in the High Castle. And it was a book that dealt with, and it was also a series on Amazon Prime. They turned it into a series. But it dealt with issues about what would have happened had World War II turned out differently. And this book is almost an idea that, a delusional idea that World War II did turn out differently, or why it turned out the way it did. It's truly, truly fascinating from an intellectual perspective to understand why Putin is doing what he's doing. But here's the thought that occurred to me today. We've heard President Biden say that there have been war crimes committed. And he even specifically accused Putin of being a war criminal. So I started thinking today, what does that mean? Because in from your perspective, if we're sitting down over a cup of coffee and talking about somebody committing a crime, then you're thinking about there being a grand jury, or you're indicting someone, or are the police going to go and arrest them? Are they going to be prosecuted? Is it going to be like an episode of Law and Order where you've got the sounder, and then it's going to all get wrapped up in 60 minutes or less? I mean, those are the things that come to mind. But what does it mean to prosecute a war crime? So as I looked into it, I think the first thing that I found today is trying to define what is a war crime. And it may not seem like it, but even war has rules, because sometimes we forget that the military has two functions. Their job is to break things and kill people. That's what they do. All of this other stuff that we try to shoehorn into the military to create or to achieve political goals, to try to save the earth from global warming, or any of this other nonsense, that's not what the military does. They break things and they kill people. But even in those two functions, there are rules. And in fact, there's an international committee of the Red Cross that looks for information regarding war crimes. There's the Geneva Convention that outlines what war crimes are. And I found a string of other international laws and agreements that outline what type of activity constitutes a war crime. For example, civilians cannot deliberately be attacked. There can be collateral damage in a war. A missile can go in the wrong direction. I believe it was during the Bosnian, or was it Yugoslavian, military actions in the 1990s during the Clinton administration. We dropped a bomb and it accidentally hit the Chinese embassy. And no one accused the United States of deliberately bombing the Chinese government. The Chinese embassy was an accident. Sometimes missiles don't hit where they're supposed to go. That's not what this is talking about. This is talking about the deliberate targeting of civilians. And think about all of the news reports that you've heard, that you've read about, that you've seen on television, that shows whether it's in Mariupol or whether it's in the outskirts of Kyiv or whether it's in Bucha, what we're seeing right now, civilians were deliberately targeted. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't a missile that went astray. There can be demonstrations of specific targeting of civilians. So at least under international law and under the Geneva Convention, that would amount to a war crime. Also, weapons are banned under the Geneva Convention and other treaties. So, for example, you can't use anti-personnel landmines or chemical or biological weapons. Those are all banned. And yet we've seen evidence, and we've seen that President Zelensky has shown evidence of anti-personnel landmines not only being used against the Ukrainian military, but used against Ukrainian civilians. And there's evidence of that. And all of this is being investigated. The evidence is being collected and weighed, and something will happen as this moves forward. Now, this isn't genocide. We've heard the term genocide, and that's why I love practicing law, because words have meaning. Words have meaning, and genocide is not the same as a war crime. A genocide is the deliberate killing of people from a particular national, ethnic, racial or religious group. So, for example, one of the greatest examples, I think, is Rwanda from the 1990s. That people group, there were 800,000 people that were killed, slaughtered of 800,000 people. And people were prosecuted for genocide because it was an attempt to wipe out a particular national, ethnic, racial, or religious group. So what we're seeing here is against the Ukrainians, but not necessarily based upon ethnicity. So it doesn't amount to genocide, but it clearly amounts to a war crime. And when we come back from this break, I'm going to go through what some of the allegations, additional allegations have been made against Ukraine, but also how are these things prosecuted? I'll lay that out for you as well. Brad Young at your service. Don't go away. (314) 436-7900. Phone lines are open. Text line is open. Love to hear from you about Russia. And we're not going to talk about Russia next hour, but I wanted to go through this because it's not anything that I've seen covered in the media. What do you do about war crimes? I mean, it's easy to say Putin's a war criminal, but what does that mean practically? And how is that? How is he actually going to be held responsible for what he's doing? And that's the part that I think we all need to know about, because there's a he's got a card that he can play as this thing unfolds, and this is what I'm talking about. There's a court, the court that prosecutes war crimes is called the International Criminal Court, and right now they've said publicly that they are investigating Putin. They're investigating his generals. Those that are left, I think he's lost seven generals in Ukraine operations, and they're also investigating crimes like, for example, we've just seen in, I think it's Bucha, where there have been mass reports of soldiers raping citizens, shooting them for their clothing, just horrendous, horrendous activity, and the International Criminal Court is investigating all of those allegations. But the point is, what's done with that? And that's what I wanted to look into today, because the International Court of Justice is can rule on disputes between countries, but they can't prosecute individuals. But the International Criminal Court can. But what happens? Let's say, for example, let me give you a hypothetical. Let's say that the International Court of Justice rules against Russia. Well, that court doesn't have police to back it up. I mean, let's make the comparison to the United States. If someone is convicted of a crime, I mean, anyone who's ever watched Law and Order knows what happens. They slap the cuffs on you and the sheriff's department takes you, and then they put you in the gray bar motel. I mean, that's what they do. So the sheriff's department is there, and they all have guns, and they're there to back up the order of the court. But the International Court of Justice doesn't have a sheriff's department. They don't have a police department to go and put the cuffs on Putin and make him do a duck walk in an orange outfit. Okay, they don't have that. So what happens? Here's where, unfortunately, the cards are stacked in Putin's favor, because the only way that the International Court of Justice has to enforce its ruling. So hypothetically, if the International Court of Justice says, Russia, you have committed war crimes. Putin, you have committed war crimes. Your generals have committed war crimes. What do they do? Well, under international treaty, that they have to go to the UN, United Nations Security Council, and the Security Council is in charge of enforcing any conviction in the International Court of Justice. But guess what? The Council, this UN Security Council, has five permanent members. And any one member can vote to veto an action by the Security Council, by the UN. And guess what? Russia is one of the permanent members. So that's why, and I'm giving you this information because over the last few days, you've heard repeated calls, even from today, from President Zelensky in Ukraine. He said that Russia should be removed from being one of the five permanent members of the UN Security Council. And that's why he's calling for Russia to be removed. Because as long as Russia sits on that committee, as long as they're on the UN Security Council, they can veto anything that's done against President Putin or any of the generals. So I'm giving you that insight because you're going to hear over the coming weeks and months, you're going to hear more and more and more from Zelensky, from President Biden, from Congress, from world leaders about how Russia needs to be removed from the UN Security Council. And it's not just because they don't like them. It's not just because they're trying to give some sanctions to give them a disincentive to continue with the war. There's a specific reason why, and that's because as long as Russia is on the UN Security Council, nothing will be done against Putin. So, in other words, the International Court of Justice could convict Putin of a war crime, but they can't enforce it. They couldn't enforce it. They can't go and slap on the cuffs, and they can't hear the interesting music from Law and Order and then have the big dramatic scene, you know, where the bars slam right in front of them. And then there's some guy in the cell that says, hey, I want you to be my girlfriend. None of that's going to happen as long as Russia sits on the UN Security Council. So that's why you're going to hear this drumbeat of messaging from so many different sources over the next few weeks and months. But it's not just President Putin, because also the soldiers themselves can be prosecuted. And so we've heard even today, President Zelensky released information about the name of one of the lieutenant colonels, I believe, of Russia that has been committing this genocide in Bucha. He was identified. His picture has been out there. His name has been floated out there. And with that information, he can be investigated, convicted, tried, just like the trials at Nuremberg, the famous trials at Nuremberg that occurred after World War II, where members of Germany were prosecuted and imprisoned, Joseph Goebbels being one of them. All of that can take place now, but not as long as Russia sits on the UN Security Council. Hey, we've got more next hour, more news of the day, and more feedback from you, 436-7900, at your service on Camo X. We'll be back right after this. They're trying to give some sanctions to give them a disincentive to continue with the war. There's a specific reason why, and that's because as long as Russia is on the UN Security Council, nothing will be done against Putin. So, in other words, the International Court of Justice could convict Putin of a war crime, but they can't enforce it. They couldn't enforce it. They can't go and slap on the cuffs, and they can't hear the interesting music from Law and Order and then have the big dramatic scene, you know, where the bars slam right in front of them. And then there's some guy in the cell that says, hey, I want you to be my girlfriend. None of that's going to happen as long as Russia sits on the UN Security Council. So that's why you're going to hear this drumbeat of messaging from so many different sources over the next few weeks and months. But it's not just President Putin, because also the soldiers themselves can be prosecuted. And so we've heard even today, President Zelensky released information about the name of one of the lieutenant colonels, I believe, of Russia that has been committing this genocide in Bucha. He was identified. His picture has been out there. His name has been floated out there. And with that information, he can be investigated, convicted, tried, just like the trials at Nuremberg, the famous trials at Nuremberg that occurred after World War II, where members of Germany were prosecuted and imprisoned, Joseph Goebbels being one of them. All of that can take place now, but not as long as Russia sits on the UN Security Council. Hey, we've got more next hour, more news of the day, and more feedback from you, 436-7900, at your service on KMOX. We'll be back right after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.